Hello, committed man. I just want to jump on here tonight and introduce a special guest for tonight. It's going to be my wife. We're going to do, she's going to be my guest tonight.
And we're also, hello, Cub ladies. So just to let everybody know, we are going live on both Committed Man and on Cub Ladies. And so I have a special guest, ladies. Look at here. This is my handsome husband. So we are doing something a little fun and a little different. We figured that it would be fun to do a committed man and a fight time and do it together.
At the same time.
So all you husbands are getting to watch while your wives are watching. So somebody comment so we can see if we can see comments.
There it is.
Hey Amanda. Right there. Hey Brittany.
So just so y'all guys know, I'm going to tell you, if you don't know, the women do things a lot different. There's a whole lot more of them. They do things a lot different than what we do. So there's like, y'all just see the comments over here. So if your guys start commenting. Anyway, so before we get started, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and jump in and pray. I don't know how long we're going to keep y'all tonight. We're just going to let God lead it. And so let's pray. So Father, right now, Lord, I just pray, God, that you bless our words. Lord, I pray, Father, that you let this be fun. Lord, I pray, God, that you just lead us in our words that we say, Lord, and we just thank you for an opportunity to speak, Lord. I pray, God, that your Holy Spirit just lead us and guide us in everything we do. I pray, God, that whoever's listening and hear these words, Lord, I pray, God, that we encourage them and steer them in the right direction in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. All right. So, ladies, I'm going to let my husband start it off because we kind of, we've been planning this a little secretively for a while that we were going to do this. So, as a wife, I want my husband to lead. So, I told him that as we pray and kind of figure out what we are going to talk about, we decided that we would talk a little bit about things about marriage. Now, we're going to cover different things, whatever God places on our hearts. So I do want my husband to start with what God gave him.
Okay, so the first thing that I want to say about a marriage is the most powerful thing to come against the enemy, not Jesus, but the most powerful thing that comes against the enemy is where two or more. So your couple, our couple, this couple is very, very powerful when we're battling the enemy, okay? So where these two are together, you have double the strength to be able to fight the enemy. So when we're fighting the enemy, so maybe I'm having a bad day, I'm down, I'm not feeling real well or something, I've got a woman that's going to pray for me. So we watched Mandy's testimony on Tuesday. It was absolutely beautiful, and it was absolutely beautiful the way a woman prayed her man through the entire struggle that he had. So I'm sure Mario would see this. I don't know if it's on right now.
It was great. But if you didn't hear it, I'm so sorry. I hope they recorded it. It was great.
Yeah, it was very, very good. So as he was going through some things, his wife was praying for him nonstop. And I don't know if he was praying or he wasn't, but she was in constant prayer for weeks and weeks for her husband. Well, actually, her not husband, husband. and God really done a miracle even when he wasn't feeling up to par. God was still moving. Yeah. So you got to be the greatest thing that we can do as a couple is come together and be a powerhouse for God. You know, I think that's where we should really, really go to is be a powerhouse for God.
I think it's very important. I will say that when Jason and I were dating, because the way that we can be a testimony is, I mean, the way we can help people is be a testimony. So I can just tell you our story. Whenever we were dating, I remember telling him that I had heard Pastor Jeremy, this was way before they were our pastors, but Jeremy and Brianne have always been a pastor to me prior to them becoming our pastors at Covenant. But I used to spend the night with Brianne whenever he would be gone to work, and every night he would call and he would pray over his wife and his children. And I just thought that is something that I want. I want that in a husband. And so I remember telling Jason that that's what I wanted in a husband. I wanted, if I was going to marry a man, I wanted the type of man that's going to pray over me. And the very next day after I told him that, he called me before I went to bed, and he started praying over me. And still, we are 8 years into this relationship, and my husband prays over me every single day. Bing, bing, bing. And so So he wakes me up every morning with, because he gets up before I do, he wakes me up every morning covering me with prayer, even on the days that he's mad, even on the days that I might have aggravated him or I've done something that, usually it'll be something that might aggravate him. If we might have had like a little tisk or something the night before we went to bed, when he woke up, he may be a little agitated and aggravated, but he leans over and he covers me with prayer. And it's the best way for us to start our day. It's been something very beautiful. And the other day I heard that 1% of marriages end in divorce if you pray together.
That's a great nugget right there.
Right.
That's a
1%.
Nugget.
So I will definitely say, I mean, I know I can't speak over men, but I do challenge you men, as a couple, I do challenge you to pray over your women every single day. Don't let anything stop you from praying over your ladies. And ladies, accept it. Don't try to change his words. Don't try to force it on him. Let him be your leader. As women, it's a very hard thing to learn how to adjust to from being I was a very strong, independent woman. And I've had to be submissive and learn how to let him lead. And really, when a man really connects with God, it makes it easy. So, you know, ladies, I know that you know when you're following your husband, it's easy.
That's right. So, married man, be sure and cover your wives with prayer. In the morning's good because you feel good about it. You feel like you've covered them for the day. And it gives you time. If you're brand new to being a Christian or whatever, it gives you good to practice with, because you can always practice in front of your wife, right? You know, we sing in the shower. We do whatever in front of our wives. We can pray in front of them. Anyway.
So it's a great little nugget, but I just think that's something that's a big deal. Is there anything else that you were wanting to maybe talk to the men about?
Yeah. So also, so this is going to be from parents of any kind of kids. I have kids. Nikki doesn't have biological kids, right? So, for the longest time, I would always tell Nikki, I would be like, man, it's hard for me to put, you know, you in front of my kids. I can't put my wife in front of my kids, as far as I love my kids more than I love you. Here in the last few years, I've learned that that's completely wrong. So as you grow and you go, your kids grow up, they move away. They're just kids for a short amount of time in your life. And as they move away, they're gone. And guess who you still got it on? She's right here, you know, I mean, no matter what. So she should be the most important thing in your life, because y'all are ordained by God. We are ordained by God. So that should be the most important thing in our lives, should be this woman right here. And it took a lot of learning, a lot of prayer.
It's a lot. I think it came pretty easy to him, the way it seemed on my end, because like I said, I do not have my own children. I have his children, and so I love them a great deal. And I was able, if you know our past history story, you know that I was able to obtain my own relationship with our children without him trying to force anything on us. So I will say that it was easy to fall in love with these children. It was easy to fall in love with that little 4-month-old baby girl, and for me to want to put her first. And when Jackson was about 7, he was the cuddliest child, and he always wanted to be so cuddly on me. And so it was easy for me to love him more. It was very much easier for me to love Jackson Ray more than my husband. However,
we're live. Sorry,
we're live. You want to say hi? Look, so there he is. This is the baby. So he's so cuddly, and he still is. So, so I have to say that for me to love Jason Ray more than Jackson, it was a little difficult. Even though Jackson and JC and Wesley and Jacob are not my own children, it was very, very tough. But I do put him first, and I do make sure and teach my children.
That's right.
That when you grow up, you're going to love your spouse more than you love anybody else.
That's right.
I put this man first. I don't care if it's what's going on. If this man is first, ladies, I very much challenge you, even though you may biological children or not biological children, excuse me, when you align your life with what Christ wants, if that's what you intend to do, you start moving in that direction of aligning your life, it starts coming easy to put this man first. Very easy. I'm not going to make a decision with the children until I've talked to Daddy. Whenever Jackson asked me, hey, can I go spend the night with Leroy? You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, have we cleared it with Dad? Have we cleared it with Dad? And then Dad's going to be the same way. So make sure that you're very much putting your husbands first and make sure that your children know it. Tell your children that you love your spouses more than you do them. And that's exactly the way it's supposed to fall. It's not even about your children not feeling loved at that point. Your children are going to honor that. I'm telling you, I have a friend that told me the other day that she knows that her mama loves her daddy more. And it blesses her. She loves that about her parents. And so you'll bless your children. I know it may sound weird and it sounds different than what the world tries to say is okay. That's right. But you'll bless your children by loving your spouse more than anybody else.
That's right. Always be okay with loving your wife more than you love your children. I mean, I think my kids think I love my dog more than I love them, but but they know Nikki's first.
Dog thinks that I'm first, but
that's right.
It is true. The kids do. They do know, and I think that they respect it too. They like it. So, do you have anything else?
Yeah, keep on going. So, we've talked about praying over your families for the husbands to be a leader and to pray over your family. We've talked about kids. So, I'm going to go a little bit further than children. I want to talk about families, okay? When you bring somebody into a family that's not been there, so me and Nikki got together when I was 20 something. I was in my late 20s. I don't know how old it was.
When we got together?
I was 20 something.
Yeah, 29.
Whatever. I was 20 something. Anyway, so during this time, if you bring somebody new into your family, even your parents or whatever, and if you feel like God has led you to be with this woman and this is going to be your forever, don't let nobody stop that. Don't let nobody come in the way of you and your relationship with your wife if it's God ordained. If it's not God ordained and y'all aren't, first thing, this is for married couples, okay? This isn't, hang on, we're going to go into that one. So anyways, don't let family come in between you and your spouse's relationship. I don't care who it is, mothers, daddies, sisters, brothers, I don't care who it is. Always keep your wife first, not just with your kids. So make sure she's number one or he's number one.
That's right. I will definitely say, ladies, sometimes, and even if you are the mother of that's the mother-in-law, you have to know your place. We have to know our place. I know Wesley got married to Kennedy, and I love her very much, and I love him very much, and I am very motherly to him, but I know that I have to step back because he's married. He's a married man. They have to make all of their decisions together, and then they can tell us about it. It's not my place to overlove him and try to be overbearing to him and try to make him make decisions that suit my decisions. That's not how that's going to be. So I'm just saying that's definitely something that can be a problem, because I know that, too, you have to be very mindful and very, very prayerful mother-in-laws. Pray for your children. Pray for your adult children, ladies, because you want God to send them somebody that is exactly who they need.
We're talking to both of them, not just ladies.
And I can tell, and men, you do the same thing. And because I can tell you, my mother prayed for me for many years. You know my story. You know I was single for a very long time. And my mother prayed for a very long time. And I was dating a guy. He was coming to church with me. Y'all, I thought he was the one. He was 6'8". He was tall. He was fine. And then, this guy comes along and I brought him to church. And the very first church service that I brought him to, I had a boyfriend. this guy was just barely fresh free out of some TDC and was not my kind. He was just my best friend. But my mom told me that the minute she saw us walk in the door together, she knew that God put it in her spirit and told her that is going to be your son-in-law. So ladies, make sure, and gentlemen, make sure y'all are praying for your children, for God to bless them with that spouse that they need, and it's going to complete them. Because on a woman, you're his helpmeet. You are not the top of the line, ma'am. You're not. He is. And it's okay to think that way.
That's right.
It absolutely is.
That's right. So I want to jump back real quick, and I want to talk about couples in general, okay? So if you're... I'm going to talk to the men, okay? So you're a man, and I'm going to talk to the women. Mostly to the men. So if you're living in a relationship and you're living that's not of God, and you wonder why your life is not going good, and you wonder and you just can't figure out and can't get a grasp on it, but you're shacked up and playing house and you're not married, then that's a great start. Okay? You don't got to look very far to know what God's word says. God says, don't play house. Get married.
Yeah.
So if you're living together and you're wondering why God, I just need this, and you're begging for God, and you just want to get so close to God, but you're not married to the person that you're living with, it'll never be.
It's not going to be.
It's not going to be blessed in that category because you're not married.
You're not. You have to align your life with what the Word of God says to receive blessings.
That's right.
You can receive simple blessings in a daily. You know, you may get a good job. You may make good money. You may have certain things, but something's just not right.
You have something missing.
But once you get married, if you're going to be living together, a marriage is not just a piece of paper. That is a lie from the devil. Sure. A marriage is something that is a union, and it brings us together. So do not think that, oh, I don't want to marry her. I may not want to be married to her. Then why are you living with her?
Boom.
Baby. So I will tell you, we shacked up. We did. We lived together for a little bit. And I can tell you that we absolutely lived under a faucet that was not blessings.
That's right.
We had lots of issues and lots of problems, but I will tell you that once we decided to align our lives with Christ and we decided to get married, the blessings that poured over us are just, I mean, I can't even remember them all. I just remember how happy I was whenever we first got married. We were just...
Just then?
Hold on. Absolutely happy. But we were so in love and so on fire for each other. And the greatest part about it is we are 5 years into this marriage, and I am still on fire in love with this hunk of man. And he's still madly in love with me. I mean, we're absolutely at home the way we are at church. We're always the same every time. I will tell you this. My husband calls me all throughout the day. He drives for a living, and so he does lots and lots of driving. So he calls me all throughout the day, and my boss, it just irks him that we talk to each other as much as we do. Now I get my job done, and it's not that it irks him because I'm not working. It irks him because he can't imagine two people that are married, and you're going to see each other after work, and you're going to talk then. Why do y'all want to talk all day long? Baby, we got stuff to talk about all day. This is my bestie.
That's my girl.
I mean, he is my best friend. If anything happens, he's who I want to talk to. So I can tell you this. We had talked about this a little bit earlier. Make sure and do things on purpose. Be his best friend on purpose. Men, be her best friend on purpose. If we didn't think about situations like, how can I make my husband smile today? I think like that every day. What can I do to make him smile? May it be give him a little text message that says, I love you. May it be a selfie or cooking him his favorite meal, whatever it may be. I try every single day to make sure that I make him happy. I make him smile. I just take the time to make him feel wanted. And gentlemen, let me tell you, he does the same thing for me. Yeah. He will turn his phone off. He'll put it on the charger. He makes sure that he unplugs and he gives me this attention. Exactly. And it's very important. And people ask me all the time why we're so happy. What would you say?
Sex.
Jason.
I'm just kidding. I just had to say that. I was just saying.
Good thing this is true. Hey, we're married.
We're married. It's funny. It's no, that's not of it, but that's a part of it too.
I mean, that is the good part, but.
What's the question?
He squirreled himself. Anyway, the question is, why do you think you're so happy? Why do you think we're so happy?
Because we have God in the forefront of all the things that we do. Even back before, like, when we, even, oh, because I'm just going to speak for me. When we first got married and I was living, but I wasn't living for God, things were kind of rough, right? Because I wasn't focused on the main picture. And the main picture that I should have been focused on was God. If you put God in alignment and right where you need to be, then everything else will be happy. It doesn't even take this or a funny joke or anything. It just comes. Things happen, you know, it's just natural to have a great day and smiles and just a good, you know, just a good laugh every now and then.
Yeah.
But that right there, the joke I just said, oh, the sex. Well, that's funny, right? Because look at that smile. She's like, Jason.
And we do like to keep the laughter going. We like to keep, that's good. And I'll tell you, married couples keep married. The sex going. What does Pastor say? 72 hours, men, if you're a certain age. Yeah, I mean, you know, once you're 50, you can slack it on back.
No, that's what we're not going to talk. We're not going
anyway, to we're not going to, this is not going to be a sex class. But I will tell you, ladies, don't let your husband go. Don't let your husband be in need. And men, don't let your wife be in need. If y'all have things to take care of, that's take right. care of. Anyway.
So anyways, I'm about done here. I'm on here. Our fight time, our committed men.
We usually fight time.
Yeah, our men's fight time, okay, our committed men. I usually go about 7 minutes, you know. That's about what I got. That's about all right.
But what I like to say is look how many people we've got, some people that are hanging tight and they're listening.
That's right.
So
that's right. Thank y'all for commenting.
It's not that big a deal about how big it is. We're trying to enjoy, so.
So we're going to have a good weekend this weekend. I hope that everyone in here, I hope y'all have a blessed weekend this weekend. And before we leave, I'm going to let Nikki pray. Since I prayed in, she's going to pray us out. So.
All right. Thank y'all so much for joining us. Yes. So I'm going to go ahead and pray. Father, thank you so much for this time together. Jesus. Lord, I thank you so much for these groups that you have placed into our lives. Lord, I ask right now that you bless these ladies. Bless the men as well, but I ask you right now to bless these ladies with the desire to want to pray for their husbands. Bless these men with the desire to want to pray over their wives out loud, not something that they just do to check off a checklist, but to really cover their wives. Yes, Father, I ask that you bless us tonight. I ask that you bless this weekend. Bless these ladies. Bless us all. Let us have a wonderful weekend and be able to go back to church and praise and worship you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, man, I got something real fast. Everybody on here that watches a piece of this video, go to your friends list and go to invite on Committed Man. I think they've got, I don't know how many people they got in there.
We have.
But we can see like everybody that you know that's a man on your list. Invite them
to the group. Because our ladies, we started out with very few, and now we have, I think we have like 1,500 viewers.
Come on.
So, men, y'all need to really get in there and start inviting folks. Because these words, I love being married to a man that has Committed Man and listens to Committed Man. Because I get to hear your words too. And I'm going to tell you, some of these men are so on fire. And you're right on time with what you're saying. So invite people. Let's get this group bigger. Anyway, ladies, same to you. Invite more friends. We love you very much from the race.
Love y'all.
Love you.